joining us on the Stoney and Jansen program is the offensive coordinator of the University of Michigan, and the offense has been pretty damn good. Josh Gattis joined us. How are you? You got to be feeling great.
Yeah, feeling great. It's been a good start. Just really proud of the kids. You know, it's really just come down to the execution. You know, we talked about all offseason our leadership and how high it was and how good we felt about the leaders that we have on offense. And you're seeing those guys go out and play at an extremely high level. It's obviously starting up front for us with the way our offensive line is playing and the way our tight ends are playing. And then obviously with our special running backs that we have. And so it's been a great start, but we got to keep it going. You know, we're pretty healthy right now up to this point. Looking forward to a tough opponent coming in here this weekend.
With the way that you guys have been able to run the ball, offensively, we've talked to Sherrone Moore. He talked about the depth and the competition for some of those spots. That competition's still going. Has there been anything on this offense through three games that has surprised you?
You know, I think quietly how well our tight ends are playing. I think for most people, when you judge that position, you base it on numbers. You base it on catches. You base it on yards. But they're the unsung heroes in our offense. You know, you look at the physicality of that group and how well they're playing in the run game. They're oftentimes at the point of attack. And so, you know, our running backs and our offensive line get a ton of credit for the production that we're getting out of the run game. But I think our tight ends are just up there. They're playing at a very, very high level.
Why is this year and year three different than your previous two? Everybody seems to think, you know, we heard all about speed and space. Well, where was it? I don't know if we're seeing speed and space, but we're seeing a hell of a lot of points. So why is it different this year?
You know, I don't know if it's different. I just think, you know, it's for the guys. They're older. You know, we've been playing with a lot of young guys out there. When you look out there, you know, last year was Blake Corum's true freshman year in a COVID year. We knew the type of talent he had. You know, you look out there at Zach Zinner, how many young guys that we've played, you know, A.J. Henning, guys that are out there making a ton of plays. And so we were just a young team in the past. And you know, we finally have the guys in here that, you know, we've recruited and the guys that have been in the system now 2 or 3 years, and they've really taken it over. And so, you know, credit to our players, credit to our leadership. And, you know, I'm just proud of those guys for the way they're playing at the level they're playing at.
We know, obviously, Ronnie Bell went out. We know what he was going to mean to this offense, what he meant in that first game. But you've had Cornelius with, obviously, a big play, 87-yard touchdown reception, but also the emergence of A.J. Henning, not just in, you know, as a pass catcher, but just as a tool for this offense. What's he meant and his emergence meant for this offense?
Yeah, he's a weapon. You know, it doesn't matter if he's a punt returner or, you know, any way that he can touch the ball. You know, A.J. was one of the top players in the country coming out of high school for that exact reason. He's dynamic with the ball in hand. He's the guy that, you know, when opposing defensive coordinators probably watch our film, they say, hey, we got to try to figure out, you know, how to stop this guy or be aware of where he is. And so we feel like we got a number of those guys, you know, A.J., Roman, you know, Mikey, different guys that can create big plays for us and stuff. And so what it allows us to do is it allows us to stretch the defense. You know, from a run game standpoint, we want to be physical and downhill, but our receivers allow us to make the defense have to, you know, expand and run for 53 and a third, cover 53 and a third, and keep us balanced in that standpoint offensively.
I want to ask you about another one of your receivers, Baldwin. I mean, what did you see in the transfer portal when you looked at the video, when you saw his name, say, man, we got to get him?
You know, it was, you know, Dalen was a very unique situation because he played spring football. So this is really his second season in about 5 months. And a lot of people don't realize that. But when his opportunity came and he hit the transfer portal, we invited him to come up for a private workout. And he came up and you know, he blew the doors off of it. Just phenomenal ball skills, his competition level, being a veteran guy, you know, who's been in college football a few years now, his maturity in that room was very important. And so he had a great offseason, a great camp. He kind of got nicked up going into our first game, which kind of slowed him down. But, you know, now he's back to full speed, and we're really excited about what he can provide for us.
Blake Corum and Hassan Haskins in the backfield. It's a great 1-2 punch. They've had, you know, almost equal amount of carries. Is that something that you want to continue, equal amount of carries? And is there any concern, or how do you become less predictable when each of those guys is in there?
You know, I think I think it just comes down to the balance. You know, let me say this first, is how pleased I am with the way they've handled everything. You know, you're talking about two guys that are unselfish. They'll do anything and everything for the team. Whether they get 20 carries, 10 carries, as long as we win, they're happy. And so credit to those guys, and credit to, you know, Coach Hart really kind of, you know, managing that room and developing those guys. But, you know, every game's different. It's hard to say that, you know, We go into a game with a certain amount of carries that we want for each back. Obviously, you're gonna you know, rely on your hot hand and what's working. And that's the key for us is, you know, so far we haven't ran into issues where, you know, we've had to change or adapt, you know, to our game plan. And, you know, we've made minor tweaks, minor adjustments throughout games. But, you know, our guys are doing a great job going out executing. And so we feel like those two guys specifically are two of our best playmakers on offense. And we're going to find as many ways for them to touch the ball.
Josh Gattis joined us on the Stoney and Jansen program. You also have another freshman chirping, and he wants the ball a lot, too. How do you keep everybody happy? I mean, not just Donovan. I mean, Dunlop showed that what he could do on Saturday as well.
Yeah, that's always a hard part when you got a number of different skill players that we have, the depth, you know, at the tight end position, the depth at the running back position, the depth at the receiver position. Honestly, nothing I do is right, you know, because there's always going to be some side of some voice, you know, out there saying, oh, this guy deserves more, you know, more opportunities or this or that. We just got to do what we can do to win each and every week. It's a process. It's a 1-0 mentality where, you know, every game's going to be different. There's going to be some games where, you know, we can run the ball for 354 yards. There's going to be some games where we have to throw the ball for 354 yards. We've got to be able to take what the defense has given us in order for us to get the outcome that we want.
So you just took me where I wanted to go next. You can't make everybody happy. You run for 350-plus yards. Oh, well, they can't throw the ball. Then you run for 373 yards, yet you get a big play to Cornelius Johnson. You get some big plays in the pass game. What's your answer when people say this is a one-dimensional offense after three games? I'll preface it with it's only been three games.
They must have forgot about the offseason. I think I heard it all that we didn't run the ball enough last year. So, the hardest job is obviously trying to please everyone. But most importantly, the number one job is for us to win the game. It's to please our team, you know. I'm just thrilled that, you know, whatever we've been through this year, you know, we haven't had, you know, issues with our players. You know, there's no one complaining. Everyone's happy. It's a different feeling, you know. I think a lot of those frustrations can come out when you're not winning, you know, whether or not you're running the ball enough or this or that. But the unselfishness of our players, the leadership of our team, it feels good to be back winning, you know. And we've been through a lot here in the last, you know, 18 months. And so we'll do whatever it takes to win the game on Saturdays.
Talking about massaging egos, how do you keep a five-star quarterback happy? I mean, I know he got to play, started the second half, and finished the game out, or most of the game out on Saturday. How do you manage that? Because, as you know, quarterbacks are a whole different animal.
Yeah, just he's another one of those unselfish guys. You know, it's been a great quarterback battle, which Cade has won, and Cade's our quarterback, and J.J. understands that. And J.J.'s preparing each and every week as if he's going to go out there and play, because you never know. You know, in college football, you know, you knock on wood, but anything can happen. And so, you know, for him, learning as much as he can from Cade, you know, Cade displaying the leadership that he's shown J.J. And so, you know, everyone's seen the glimpses of how talented J.J. is. He can run, he can throw, he's smart. But we feel very great about, you know, what Kate brings to our team and how he leads our team and everything that he's accomplished since he's been our quarterback. And so it's just an unselfish mentality, and it starts with our leadership. You know, it starts with Coach Harbaugh. It starts with our leaders, and it just trickles down to everyone else.
Cade, as we continue to talk about the quarterback, since he's been the quarterback, and this even goes back to last year, when he starts drives, there's a better than even chance you're going to get a touchdown, whether it's through the air or on the ground. He also has not been a part of a drive that's ended in a turnover. How important is it for you to continue to see him provide that type of leadership out there, but also press him to do more?
You know, I think that's a very hard question. And in fact, I didn't know the stat until 2 weeks ago. I think now, adding the last two games, Cade has scored on over 65% of his drives, scored touchdowns, which is a crazy number. I mean, that's a very high level. Whenever your touchdown percentage is that high, you're playing very successful football, especially offensively. And so we just need him to continue being who he is. I don't want to add any other pressure. I think what's helped us this year is our ability to run the football. That takes a ton of pressure off the quarterback, and it forces him to – he doesn't have to go out there and do anything extraordinary. He just needs to continue to go out there and be our quarterback, be our leader on the field, and run the offense.
Saturday, Big Ten play starts. Cade actually got his first baptism basically against Rutgers last year. We know Shiano plays a tough defense. They try to create turnovers. Ball security going to be very important on Saturday, I assume.
It will be. You know, I think when you look at Rutgers through their first 2 weeks, you know, they didn't have a turnover last week, but they forced 10 total turnovers as a team. And so, you know, that's something they're doing a really good job of. There's something we're doing a really good job of. When you look at the other matchups, you know, I think we're first in the Big Ten in third down offense. They're first in the Big Ten in third down defense. And so we know we've got, you know, we've got a lot cut out for us. They're a good team, good program, and Coach Chiano coaches them with toughness, and that's the mentality that we want to play with. So the most physical team is going to be the team that's going to end up coming out of this thing winning the game, and we're excited for to be back home in front of our home crowd.
The reverse that A.J. Henning had last week, as it was developer, before the snap of the ball, I was looking out and I thought, gosh, there's nobody outside of Andrew Stuber at the right tackle spot. When you look at this offense with Blake Corum and Hassan Haskins in the backfield, A.J. Henning, Cornelius now being able to stretch the field, how creative can you be with formations, personnel groups, and hitting different defenses and getting them to line up how you want them to line up so that you can be successful?
I think very. You know, I think the thing that has allowed us to be able to be I guess more aggressive too is our ability to also handle, I think a key part is being able to handle pressure and handle movement. That's an area where we didn't always excel at, being able to block movement, block pressures. And I think for the first 3 weeks, you've seen every team blitz us from every different direction trying to stop us, and they just can't find the answer. And so when that happens, it allows defenses now to say, you know what, we're just going to play base and just kind of bend but don't break defense, and then we can expose them out on the perimeter and in the edge. And so just everything's clicking all together. It's working all together, you know, as an engine should. And so but we got to keep it up. You know, we got to keep it up. We got a tough opponent coming in, and we're looking forward to it.
Final thing, John mentioned different formations. I saw a little of the Penn State game on Saturday. They were playing like three tight ends at once, and you know, even one scored out of a Wildcat. Do you watch other college football games and say, that's something interesting, the way they're doing that? It's something we should incorporate that this season, or is it something you just put on your back burner for whatever it is and say, you know what, we'll do that next year?
Yeah, I actually do. I love to watch football, you know, whether that's upstairs or at home. You know, we get all kinds of wrinkles. You know, Northern Illinois opened up their game with a play that we had ran the previous week, you know, versus Washington. And so you always, you know, you always watch other teams and see, you know, if there's something out there that applies to what something you can do or a different, you know, idea. It's kind of part of the whole game planning process. And so if there's things out there that we see, little sprinkles of things, we're always willing to add them if they fit, you know, our personnel and fit what we're trying to do.
Josh, good luck on Saturday. Thanks for joining us. That's Josh Gattis, Michigan offensive coordinator, right here on Stoney and Jansen, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.